We won't judge what other people are doing, right? So it is, why don't we all stand and have a word of prayer, and then I'm going to turn this over to Alan and Miranda. You guys know John Miller, my mentor from Menifee, California. This is his nephew, Alan. Yeah, that's all he's known for, that and being Miranda's husband. Father, we come to you in the name of your son, giving you great thanks for your goodness, your love, and for the opportunity to praise and to worship you, Lord God. May we forget everything else and just focus in on your beauty. May we forget everything else right now and allow you to minister to the deepest parts of our hearts. We love you, Father. We know that we need you, and you are worthy of our worship. So please bless it now in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said, amen. All yours, guys.
Well, thank you so much for having us out tonight. Usually Alan gets introduced as the eye candy. So that was actually very sweet. Uncle John would be proud. And again, I'm Miranda, and we are, about 2 months in to a nine-month tour. We are based in Southern California, and we will get all the way to Maine and back. So it's been quite the ride already, but we are excited to be here and get to worship with you all. So lift this up with us.
Save me by thy grace. No, do not pass me by. Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. With thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Son and daughter, the King of glory, the King above all kings. And who rules the nation with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings.
Ooh.
he is jealous of me. He loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Ooh. Ooh.
Father God, we come before you, and we are so thankful that you love us so much, that you paid the price that we could have life, life to its fullest and life that is everlasting. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, we give you not just the words that we sing, but the attitudes in our hearts. We ask all these things in your son's matchless name, and all God's people said. Amen. So Pastor Dennis said it was okay if we did a couple of our own songs for you tonight. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this first one talks about something that I am sick and tired of the world telling me. And that is that what gives me worth depends on physical things, like the car that I drive, the home that I own, the money that's in my bank account, even the size of my waist. But you know, God, he looks at my heart. That's what gives me worth. And that's what gives you worth. He loves you and he loves me just the way we are. You know you're beautiful the way that you are. Ever since I was a young girl, tried hard to fit the standard, a very narrowly defined mold within which I tried to live. And since I never could meet everybody's crazy expectations, I wondered if I had anything of worth to give. A million voices that were telling me that I had to look like a model, adorning all the latest fashion from the cover of the magazine. We're getting louder with every second that I believed what they were saying, until somebody came along and told the truth to me. The way that you are is the way that God made you. So don't let the world discourage or change you. No, don't be afraid. He will sustain you. 'Cause you're beautiful the way that you are. Everybody's always looking for an avenue to hit the big time. We climb the ladder of success with the hope to get a piece of the pie. But the struggle never ceases, 'cause the ladder just keeps on growing. We go round and round and round until we die. Everybody's always trying to find a shortcut for what they desire. We're always worried that somebody else around us is getting ahead. So while we battle for position in a never-ending quest for possessions, we'd be better off letting God free our minds instead. The way that you are is the way that God made you. So don't let the world discourage or change you. Don't be afraid. He will sustain you. 'Cause you're beautiful the way that you are. And tell me why we always believe the same old lies, that we are only made of what we see before our eyes. We dwell on the material, forgetting what's inside. There is so much more. These days I don't worry so much about what the world thinks. I find that I'm content to live with the skin I'm in, because I serve a God who really doesn't care about the size of my waist or the length of my hair, the car that I drive or the clothes that I wear. 'Cause he loves me the way that I am, the way that he made me. I won't let the world discourage or change me. I won't be afraid. He will sustain me. We're all beautiful the way that we are. Yes, you're beautiful the way that you are. Yes, you're beautiful the So this trip started off with a bang. We left Southern California and headed toward Arizona. We were first booked to play in Lake Havasu. And we got an hour from home, and the engine in our motorhome blew up. So we unhooked our little tow car. We had a little Kia Soul. Got situated, which was a story all in itself, with the motorhome getting a brand new engine. And we drove the little Kia and did the first 8 weeks in that car until we broke down in Albuquerque in the car, and after getting it fixed, driving away from the repair shop, got rear-ended. So you can imagine what kind of incredible mechanical difficulties we have had on this trip. And yet it is so cool to see how God brings the right people into your lives to take care of you and get you where you need to be. We haven't missed a single engagement on this trip. And that's amazing in and of itself. So we're excited to see what God is doing. But you know, about 7 years ago, I found myself in a place that I didn't think I would ever, ever survive. What it looked like from the outside was that I was doing great. I was singing all over the country, touring, recording albums. But what nobody knew was that behind closed doors, I was living in a dangerous home with domestic violence, extreme control, physical and verbal abuse. And when I was assaulted in front of my then 2-year-old daughter, I knew it was time for me to escape for her safety and for mine. And so we went from having a home and belongings and furniture and a career and a ministry and a family. I went from that and singing at Harvest Crusades to getting in my car, losing my home, and driving across the country to move in with my parents in Iowa. Iowa. That was not my plan for my life. 6 months of snow cover and surrounded by cornfields. But God knew where we needed to be. And sadly, he followed us across the country and moved in around the corner. And the abuse escalated and the police became involved, Child Protective Services. It took us almost 4 years to get through the criminal justice and judicial system. And ultimately, the courts opted to terminate his parental rights, and he is now a registered child molester. And I can tell you that when we were going through those long 4 years, it felt like the darkness would never end. It felt like it couldn't possibly get worse, and then it would. But you know, I am living proof that no matter what you're going through, God can redeem it. And he will make something new out of no matter how dark and messy your past is. And one amazing example is that during those years, we lived in a lot of fear. And I can remember my little girl would be at nighttime wanting to pray for a new daddy. And in my mind, I'm thinking there's not a man on earth that is good enough to be your daddy. But she persisted. She was so frustrated with me because I wasn't interested. I wasn't looking. At one point, she said, "Mommy, can't we go to a store and buy a new daddy?" Didn't quite work that way. But you know, God answered her 4 long years of prayers. And he brought something back into our lives that I did not think we would ever have again. And that was love. With this amazing man who leads with gentle strength and parents with gentle strength. And you will not find a little girl who loves her daddy as much as Odessa does. And that's pretty awesome to see. He's also given us music again in a ministry. I thought, you know, for all those years I didn't sing at all. I didn't think God could use me anymore. And yet here we are on the longest tour I've ever done. Doors have opened and there's people who need to hear what we have to say. And that's exciting. So I want to encourage you tonight that no matter what it is you're going through, hold on to him. His dream for you may be better than anything you could even have imagined for yourself, no matter where you're at. This last song is one that I wrote for my daughter. It's a lullaby, and it's called "Goodnight, My Love."
Stars have come to see you off to bed, my little one. too greedy. Your mommy will run and come to meet you here. Good night, my darling child. Now don't you cry. I'll say a prayer for you, then close your eyes. And when the day breaks and sports you greedy, your mommy will be right here to meet you, dear. So dreams of angels above, filled with laughter and love, until you wake in the morning. You dream of all the wonderful that tomorrow will bring when you wake in the morning. Farewell as you go sailing far away into the land of where children play. And when the night time gives way to morning, don't worry, baby, I will be waiting here. So dream the dreams of angels above, filled with laughter and love, until you wake for me. And dream of all the wonderful things that tomorrow stars have come to see you off to bed, my little one. And when the sunrise breaks forth to greet you, your mommy will be right here to hold you near.
Let's pray. Oh, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When we consider your heavens, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what are we that you are mindful of us? And yet you even allow us to call you Lord. Father, you are our Abba Father. When the night is dark, we know the sun will come, and that you will light the way. You are our comfort. You are our healer. You are the lover of our soul. Father, tonight I lift up anyone who may be hurting or struggling, who may be in a place in their life where it feels like there is no hope. Because, Father, you are the giver of hope. Lord, I'm so thankful for all that you've done for me, and I'm so thankful for all that you will do in the lives of each and every individual in this room. Father, we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Amen. Why don't you stand up and say hello to someone near you?